Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Midday News for Thursday, July 21. Coming up, Tourism Ministry commits $1 billion to crime reduction efforts. Development Bank of Jamaica channels funding to local entrepreneurs, and 10 rural schools receive leadership support. The details after this message. Savlamar residents, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, July 23, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mannings High School. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, July 23, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mannings High School in Savannah Lamar. Now the news. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett has committed $1 billion over the next 4 years to support the efforts of the Ministry of National Security in fighting crime. Minister Bartlett says the move forms part of a partnership with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Tourism Product Development Company, and the Tourism Enhancement Fund.
We believe that an emphasis, sir, on intelligence gathering and the better use of technology as a critical tool to drive greater detection and monitoring is critical in all of this.
The tourism minister made the announcement while addressing the closing ceremony for the first batch of 89 graduates under the new district constables training program at the National Police College of Jamaica in St. Catherine recently. The 89 district constables will be deployed across prescribed areas and resort towns islandwide. Another 11 officers will be added to bring the initial complement to 100 by the end of the year, and a total of 250 officers will be trained by 2018. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says research and experience from other countries suggest that 10% of pregnant women exposed to the Zika virus may have a child with microcephaly. Dr. Tufton says presently there is no intervention to counter the possibility that a child will be born with a birth defect.
It means that even if we were to test every pregnant woman, there isn't much we can do by way of preventing the possible outcome, and there is still a lot of Zika virus-related research to be done internationally. We continue to be guided by, however, the WHO, World Health Organization, PAHO, Pan American Health Organization, and CDC, the Centers for Disease Control Guidelines, which are continually being updated.
Dr. Tufton, who was making a statement to Parliament Tuesday, said the ministry will continue to provide supportive care throughout the pregnancy to ensure the best possible outcome. He adds that public health nurses and midwives have been placed strategically at all major high-risk clinics across the island to follow and monitor pregnant women exposed to ZikV. The ministry has so far confirmed 7 cases of the Zika virus in pregnant women in Jamaica. There are 231 suspected cases. 27 entrepreneurs have been awarded up to $4 million each, or 70% of the project cost, to implement innovation activities for the creation and growth of new firms in the productive sectors. This under the Development Bank of Jamaica DBJ's pilot project, Innovation Grant from New Ideas to Entrepreneurship, Ignite. Speaking at the awards ceremony in Kingston on Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the government will be deliberate and instrumental in supporting the development of businesses to enable further economic growth. This, he says, involves supporting the development of entrepreneurial skills and the growing of markets.
My government, we are playing the role of the market maker. We are developing the entrepreneurs, we are matching resources with opportunity, but we are also going out there bilaterally, talking to countries, establishing the fundamental political and diplomatic relationships, that when you create the next big thing, that it is not just big in Jamaica, it is big all over.
And the Jamaica National JN Foundation's iLead program has joined with the Ministry of Education to improve the output and success of 10 rural primary and secondary schools. The participating schools were selected based on the findings of the National Education Inspectorate report, which indicated a need for leadership support.
What we're doing is empowering school leaders to improve their schools and to make significant changes to the outcomes for the students in their schools and in the community. So we conduct seminars, workshops with the principals and the middle leaders, and we engage them in strategic planning.
Director of Education Programs at the JN Foundation, Dr. Renee Rattray, speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Schools selected for the program are located in Region 2, which incorporates Portland, St. Mary, and St. Thomas. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.